This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One of the best days of the year has arrived. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A ton to get to. A lot to react to from a Phillies split doubleheader yesterday. They win the opener. They lose the second game. Some big news out of the NFL. We'll check in with you people. I think Topper's mad at Hugh Douglas, so we'll get to that. But we got a schedule, an Eagles schedule off a Super Bowl. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe.
You all right?
Trying to get my, trying to figure out these win totals.
Oh, W's and L's? Hugh Douglas is doing his homework.
I'm doing what everybody else is doing right about now.
Yep, we have a lot to get to, including something. And I don't want to get to it this second, but just hang in there today because we have to get to something that Hugh Douglas would not do for $1 million that I think most people would. All right, Hugh, let's break it down, though. The schedule is out. And we knew some of it heading into yesterday, right? Like five or six games had leaked.
Yeah.
But now you get the full picture. And I'm going to just very quickly roll through it. And people out there driving, if you're not in front of a screen right now, maybe you can't see it. So I'm going to say it so you can hear it. And then we'll kind of just go through our big picture thoughts on the schedule. My first one, though, before I even say this is not an easy schedule. We knew it would be hard. We knew based on the opponents and their win totals for this coming season, this was going to be a hard schedule. Here it is, broke it down. Game by game. Week one at home, Thursday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys. Week two on the road in Kansas City, rematch against the Chiefs. Week three back at home, the Rams come in. Week four, as always, it seems to be in September, in Tampa Bay in week four on the road. Week five at home against the Broncos. Week six, Thursday Night Football in New York against the Giants. Week seven on the road again against the Minnesota Vikings. Week eight back here against the Giants. Then a bye in week nine. So the bye right there, smack dab in the middle. Week 10, on the road, Monday Night Football in Green Bay. Week 11, at home, Sunday Night Football, the Detroit Lions come in. Week 12, on the road in Dallas. Week 13, that is Black Friday, against the Bears at home. Week 14, Chargers on the road, Monday Night Football. Week 15, Raiders at home. And how about this close? Week 16, on the road on a Saturday in Washington. Week 17, on the road in Buffalo. And week 18 at home, they finish with the Commanders. All right, Hugh, before you give me your win total, what hits you, though? Like, what's your takeaway when you looked at the schedule? Because there's a couple things that stood out to me. The first one is, Hugh, they don't have back-to-back home games the entire season.
That's the first thing that jumped out to me. As I'm looking, I'm still looking at this schedule, like just trying to figure out where I want to go with this. This is a daunting schedule, especially when you talk about that first half of the season, man. I'm like, But to your point, no back-to-back games. So, we're all over the place.
Yes. I think there's going to be very little chance for the Eagles to gain some momentum and rhythm. It doesn't mean they can't win road games, obviously. They're a really good team. They could win. They could beat anybody. But like that rhythm of sometimes in a schedule you get the balance of, all right, a couple road games here, and then you come home for two or three straight weeks and you have a couple teams you could beat. They don't really have that. I mean, they have home game against the Giants. That should be a sure win. They have a home game late against the Raiders. That should be a win. But there's not that back-to-back home games. That's the first time a team in NFL history off a Super Bowl has not had back-to-back home games. That stood out. Second thing that stood out, I know people thought it was tongue-in-cheek the other day. Maybe it was. It's not now. The Dallas game in week one is a must win. They go to Kansas City in week two. So it's a very early, you know, road trip to Kansas City. I do like, if we get to some things I like, Hugh, I like that they get extra rest for a lot of these games, like the big ones. They get extra rest for the Chiefs game. They get extra rest for the Vikings game. They get extra rest for the Packers. Extra rest for the Chargers. Extra rest for Buffalo. So that, I'm good with all that. But Hugh, the big takeaway is there's not many spots they can breathe on this schedule. It's like, yeah, you might get the Giants, but then you got the Packers. Yeah, you might get the Raiders, but then you got the Commanders. All right, let me hit you with it. The first time I went through it, my number, 215-592-9494, my number, the first time I went through the schedule and I started doing the WL game, and we'll go through the pockets of the schedule as the day goes through. But Hugh, I have 11 wins. This looks to me like a daunting schedule, one of the toughest in the NFL. I think they're still one of the best teams in the NFL, but the schedule sometimes dictates the record more than your overall talent level. Hugh, the first time I looked at it, I have 11 wins, 6 losses for the 2025 Eagles. Hugh Douglas, what's the number?
You know what? Allow me to long talk a little bit because I kind of did what everybody else did. I looked at the entire schedule.
Yep.
And you start to think, now, I didn't know who was going to lose to who or whatever, but the number off the top of my head, Joe, was 12 to 13. Like, that was the number that immediately jumped in my head. And then it became one of those things where, okay, what is that one game that could swing either way? I feel like right now, just off the top of my head, that could be that Commodores game, one of those Commodores games. You know, I know I was listening to some of my other friends talk about the schedule and everything, and they feel like they're going to sweep through the schedule. B. Brooks feels like they're just going to sweep through the NFC East.
Mm.
I think that's tough. And I know that with the teams that we have in the division, that seems like it's somewhat feasible. And then you look at the way that we put it on the Commodores last year, even though, you know, the one win that they did get against us, it was because obviously Jalen was hurt.
Right.
They're going to be a better football team. And as we've seen, they put up a pretty good fight the last time. I mean, not technically. Well, during the season, they put up a good fight.
Yeah, both games were very competitive.
Yeah, but in the playoffs, it was something different. So I feel like there's a chance we split with one of those, with one of those two games.
Oh, I agree with that.
But, yeah, man, it's tough. This is a tough schedule. This is a tough schedule. I can tell you off the top, I think going to Tampa Bay, that's going to be tough, and because we never play well there.
And doesn't it always seem that game is early in the season where it's hot?
Yeah, we catch them early.
I think we've played there week four, like 3 years in a row. They did it in 2023. They did it last year. We're going back there in week four. The other thing, Hugh, you mentioned spots and where the game is. We have to go to Buffalo in late December. I mean, game is sandwiched right in between the Commanders games. That's not easy. So you're at 12 or 13? You're hovering in that area?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm still and just to let y'all know, mine is still fluid, because this is not easy to do, because I'm doing it with my heart. You know what I mean? And it's like your heart's telling you one, so it's like it's not easy.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's literally one of my favorite days of the year. The schedule is out, and we all have a win total in our head after looking at it. I will be totally transparent. The first time I was hovering, like Hugh's hovering 12, 13. I was hovering 10, 11, and then I landed on 11. Hugh mentioned the swing game being the Commanders. I think the Cowboys are going to end up the swing of this schedule, because I have them beating the Cowboys twice, but we know they don't do that very often. I mean, what was last year, the first time in like a decade they swept the Cowboys? I have them at 11 wins with a sweep over the Cowboys helping us get there, because the rest of that schedule is hard. 215-592-9494. All right, the Eagles schedule is out. We'll get to a lot today, including the Phillies and whatever that disaster was with Aaron Nola last night. But we start with the schedule. The Super Bowl champions, the defending champs, the schedule is out. What is the win total you have this morning? I sit at 11. Hugh's trying to get his way between 12 and 13. But I did have 10 at one point in my head before I moved to 11. Kyle, where are you this morning as the Eagles have one of the most difficult schedules in the league?
So I'm trying to go into this as optimistic as possible, knowing like, you know, the backdrop that the Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Yes.
And still probably, you know, if not the best team in the league, one of the best teams in the league. The schedule's freaking brutal, man. Like, the more I look up and down it and the more I go through, like, win-loss, I'm like, man, there's almost no breaks whatsoever. And even, like, if you consider the Giants a break, they're sandwiched between, like, there's 1 week in between them, and it's a division rival. So even if the Giants are a little bit better than last year, like, I'm trying to count that as a sweep, but that's not even a guarantee. I think it's fair and reasonable to say you split with the Cowboys, you split with the Commanders, and they have no back-to-back home games whatsoever. Like, there's just a lot of tough spots here. A lot of teams that I think, you know, when they play the Eagles, are going to be looking for revenge. I mean, you'll have the Packers, you'll have the Lions with a chip on their shoulder from not having seen us. The Commanders too, both times. The Rams, even who we beat in the divisional round, like it's just a brutal, brutal schedule. So I'm trying to be optimistic. I went through it, and this is even with a 5-game win streak in there. I have 11 wins. I have 11 wins for the Eagles, and that was even with me going through this, like, trying to be as optimistic as possible. I think 11 wins would honestly be a good outcome with this schedule. And if you got 13 or more, I think you have Super Bowl syndrome.
You know what? You know what's kind of getting me? It's four games on here, the four back-to-backs. Like, well, not back-to-backs like that.
Oh, four back-to-backs.
Like, well, yeah, no, it's two back-to-backs. It's like
four
two back-to-backs.
I mean, let's not lie to ourselves
four, that's
here.
That's a lot. The back-to-backs
yeah, let's not lie to ourselves.
But no. Back-to-backs.
It's the Giants and Vikings. Both of those are on the road.
Yes.
And then you have the Commodores and the Rams.
The Commodores and Bills.
I had the Rams, which is my fault, because I was like, okay, yeah, the Bills. The Commodores and the Bills, back-to-back. That's too tough. That back-to-back right there is going to be tough.
Well, how about this? How about the last month of the season? Monday Night Football in Los Angeles against the Chargers, right? Yeah. Then they come home, and they should beat the Raiders here. But after that, at Washington, at Buffalo, Washington, that four of the last five are Chargers, Commanders, Bills, Commanders.
That back-to-back, that Commodores and the Bills back-to-back.
Yes.
Because you're coming off of a division game. Those division rivalry games, man, they're always tough. Then you got to go on the road to go to Buffalo against the Bills. And, you know, they're going to be reeling about the last time we saw, and we put hands on them. So that's going to be a good game. Yeah, that's a tough one.
The other thing is just the sheer number of teams they play that played in the playoffs last year. I think they play, is it 10 teams that played the playoffs last year?
So more playoff teams from the previous year than any other team in NFL history.
So how about this? As you look through the schedule, from opening night until Black Friday, the only teams they play that didn't make the playoffs last year are the Giants and Cowboys, division opponents. Everybody else they play from opening night all the way to Black Friday, post-Thanksgiving, was a playoff team last year. The Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, the Broncos, the Vikings, the Packers, the Lions, all playoff teams. I mean, if the Eagles can get back to somewhere in the 13-win range, first of all, incredible job by Sirianni and the team. And second, they're really going to have to earn it.
And then, even if you consider that, you have the Cowboys who, I don't know, they're maybe one of those fringe teams. They could make the playoffs next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bears, who you would think might take a step forward too. Like, it's so tough.
It really is. 215-592-9494. We've all done it. We've looked at the schedule. We've probably analyzed it 15 times already. The number that comes to your head, what's your win total as you look at the Eagles' schedule? I'm at 11. Kyle's at 11. Hugh, optimistic Hugh, is hovering between 12 and 13. I do wonder by the end of the show if Hugh's going to come down to 12, going to go up to 13. My guess, he goes to 13. But we'll see, though. 215-592-9.
We might have lost him until he finishes the schedule.
I know. Yeah. What month are you in over there?
No, I can't multitask.
Yeah, you know, I'm hard with multitask. I've written down, like, three different schedules, like, three different scenarios.
Yeah, oh.
And you know what the biggest thing is? And you know how my ADD works. I'm stuck on my handwriting. I don't like my handwriting right now. So I got to keep writing.
You're writing one letter, W or L.
No. I like to write out the teams. I'm trying to get a feel for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So I'm writing them down.
I can print
I'm writing them down.
Yeah, we can print it. We have paper.
Because I'm trying to get in touch with this thing, man. Y'all don't understand how this thing works.
Oh, yeah, we don't understand.
Because I'm trying to, and I got to write it down again.
Okay, yeah.
Because the only one that I got for a win right now is the Cowboys.
That's
the first game of the season.
We need more than that.
You've only gotten to week one.
Yes.
This whole time.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm like,
will you get through 17 games by the end of the show?
Because I don't know how Philip, like that Chiefs game, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm trying to play. Listen, I'm trying to do what the AI does. I'm trying to play the scenarios in my head like Doctor Strange did when they was fighting Thanos and they only had one scenario to win.
You're doing AI and that's just give me a win or a loss. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll go through the schedule in quadrants. We'll go through our September and October and November and December and how we all feel playing it out. What are you feeling this morning? The Eagles schedule is out. They open up with the Cowboys. They go to Kansas City in week two. And again, everyone thought we were kidding the other day. It's not a joke. Week one against the Cowboys is absolutely a must win. They cannot lose that game and then go to KC. Rams in week three. And then, of course, to Tampa Bay in week four. What's the win total?
I don't like this first quadrant, though.
I don't love it either.
That first quad.
Well, you know who else might not like the first quad?
Nick Sirianni
and Vic Fangio with five new starters. And he's got to face Dak and Mahomes and Stafford and Baker Mayfield those first 4 weeks. All right, let's go to the phones here. Chris in Middletown up on a schedule release Thursday. What's up, Chris?
Happy Eagles schedule day, man.
Oh, that's a great day. What's up?
First off, Hugh Douglas, man, I just got this picture in my head when you were just talking about how you're, you know, trying to concentrate and work there. So, like, Joe, look over. Is there some smoke bellowing out of his ears? Like,
he's locked in over here. His head's down. I mean, he's the student cramming right before the exam.
Yeah,
he's actually
studying.
He's actually finishing his homework as the school day has begun.
Well, you know, that's to be expected. Yes. Like, you hear a little squeaking noise coming from, you know, the hamster running on the wheel.
Yeah, the hamster wheel, yeah.
Yep. And then Joe. Joe, stop on the way home. Go get yourself another dog. All right. Joe's scared. I mean, shocker, WIP Midday Show listeners. Joe's scared.
You call it scared. I call it being realistic. But that's all right. I mean, we're good.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I'm not terrified of the schedule. I mean, this is what people do. First of all, we won a Super Bowl. I mean, what'd you expect? Just give us a cakewalk. And now we're like, oh, this is the toughest schedule I ever handed out in NFL history. Joe, can I point out facts to you and not just emotion?
Yes, I like that.
Last year's schedule came out, and I heard a lot of people saying, oh, my God, you know, Dallas just came off a phenomenal year. They may win the division back-to-back. Well, guess what? Dak went down, and they went 7-10, and they stunk. Mm-hmm. They were terrible. It was a dumpster fire. The Bengals, everybody was afraid of the Bengals, and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Well, guess what? They were 9-8, and the team just was up and down all year, and they were basically what the record said they were. They were a 500 team. The Steelers, oh, my God, we're going to have the Steelers at the end of the season, week 15. What are we going to do? We may be fighting for our playoff lives. Yeah, well, with Mr. Limited, the Steelers stunk last year. So, like, go back to the year we won the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers went down. There's always things that will happen to teams that you think are great turn out not to be great. And some teams that struck fire, like the Bucks, who have been striking fire with Baker Mayfield, well, all of a sudden the fraudulence of that team may fall off. And now Tampa isn't the dreaded, fearful team that we're all afraid of here at May 15th. Okay? So that's what I have to say for you. Stop being scared. Have faith. We just won the damn Super Bowl. We returned all of our Pro Bowl, all of our All-Pro players, and we got Saquon Barkley back again. The run game travels. The run game will always be there for you. And this team is going back to the Super Bowl for another Eagles championship. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
All right, Chris, appreciate it.
Kept it simple there with the Eagles.
I don't even know if Chris gave his win total. What did he tell you, 13?
Yes, he
okay.
did.
Yeah, 13, yeah. I think he just yelled at me and then chanted Eagles.
Yep.
Which is, I mean, that's fine.
Could be on me. Feel like he wanted the music there.
I think it's on you. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not on him. That's okay.
Not locked in.
Yeah, you know, listen, at least you have your games locked in. I'm like, Studious Douglas
you're
over
there,
here.
Buddy.
Dog, leave me alone. I'm listening. I'm trying to figure. Sorry. Dude, this is probably the hardest one because I got him at 12 to 13. I do. But now that as I'm looking at it.
You know what Hughes did? Hugh came in with the win total. Now he's trying to find his way to those wins.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Because you feel in your heart.
But you got to let the schedule speak to you. You're speaking to the schedule.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to let it speak to me.
Well, that's speaking to me.
That's why
and it's saying it's hard.
Like 50 times. Write it down like 55.
I can't
times.
Wait till by the end of the show. Hugh's either going to accidentally have them at 7-10 or 16-1. 215-592-9494. The Eagles schedule is out. Open home against the Cowboys at the Chiefs in week 2. Rams home in week 3. Tampa in week 4 on the road. Man, that's the Tampa. The fact they have to go to Tampa again early in the season is ridiculous. Yeah. The fact that we got to be in the last three games in Washington, in Buffalo, home Washington. That's annoying. Also, why do they keep doing this where we have the same division team within 3 weeks? We have it twice. The Giants within 3 weeks. And, like, the Giants are terrible. But anytime you play a division team twice in 3 weeks, it just makes it a little more like maybe you'll trip up, right? Washington at the end and the Giants.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things that I'm looking at these two back-to-backs with the in the division.
Yep.
And you're like, how much does a game plan change from week to week?
Of course.
Because you're basically, because there's not been a whole lot of time that has passed from the last time you played an opponent that you don't really have, like, there's a lot of the game plan that you'll probably implement. You know, yep. It just makes it easier to game plan. That's kind of what I'm having a problem with. And the travel time between some of these back-to-backs that we have, you have to factor that in because a lot of times the coaches want to start to get the work in a little bit quicker, especially like if you're taking a East Coast or West Coast trip, I should say.
The good news, a couple years ago when the Eagles had a really tough schedule after the Super Bowl, they did have a lot of games where they were at a rest disadvantage, where the other team was coming off a bye. We don't quite have that this year. I think that part, they did give the Eagles a little bit of a break. They face a lot of teams when they have more rest, which is always good. But, Hugh, I look at this. I mean, we know that Jalen Hurts can beat anyone, right? We've seen that over the years. But I don't see many games on the schedule where the Eagles clearly have the quarterback advantage in the game. Last year, we had a bunch of those, right? Like, you go back when the schedule came out last year, the Eagles were going to play the Panthers. Well, Jalen Hurts is better than Bryce Young. They were going to play, the Giants twice. Jalen Hurts obviously better than whatever slop the Giants put out there at quarterback. They ended up playing the Jaguars. I think Jalen Hurts is a better player than Trevor Lawrence. But I'm looking at the schedule right now and just the quarterbacks they're going to face, which is, you know, a lot of times you look at the game, you're like, all right, which team, the quarterback advantage, right? And how close is it? Dak, Mahomes, Stafford, Baker, Love, Goff, Dak, Caleb Williams, Herbert, Daniels. Eagles face a lot of good quarterbacks this year. I mean, that's it's going to be a challenge for Fangio with a new defensive scheme or, you know, players on his scheme. And it's going to be a challenge for the Eagles to keep up if the game's a little higher scoring. 215-592-9494. All right, the schedule is out. Let's talk wins and losses here. One of my favorite days of the year on WIP. We'll do ours throughout the show. Starting next segment, we'll go chunk by chunk. If Hugh's got his first four locked in, we'll do that next. 215-592-9494.
I'm swinging. Right. I don't know, you know.
All right. How about this? Have your first four games locked in. Win-loss. We'll do that next. Your phone calls, your win total with the schedule out there. We'll get to the Phillies. Nice win in the afternoon game. And just whatever the heck is going on with Nola is a disaster right now in the night game. 215-592-9494. It is a win-loss Thursday on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back. Midday show. Yeah, Eagles.
Okay, Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still alive?
You know, I think he is, but I'm really bad at who's not alive anymore. The news cycle moves too fast. People die. I forget it a couple weeks later.
To get on the road again.
Not people I know, but like celebrity people. All right.
He smokes the marijuana too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Just saying.
We should do
He's
more.
92.
90. So, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, he's still here for... I was going to say for now, and then I thought I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
and now I said it.
That's a little bit too much.
Probably was. All right, win-loss game. It is that day on WIP. 215-592-9494. All right, we open today with the number, the win total that jumped out to us when we first saw the Eagles' full schedule last night. I'm at 11, and I had to jump over a couple hoops to get there at the end. And that is with a sweep over the Cowboys, by the way. And I typically don't do that. I know Captain Cowboy Kyle, who gets so upset when we say that these days, probably doesn't think they're going to sweep the Cowboys. Heck, you might not think they're going to sweep the Cowboys. That's not easy. They've only swept them once in like a decade. I got to 11 wins with a sweep over the Cowboys. It shows how hard this schedule is. Hugh is trying to get to his final win total. Kyle's at 11 as well. Let's go quadrant by quadrant, then back to your phone calls. All right, Hugh, let's start it off. The first 4 games of the 2025 NFL season. We'll go around
what?
The horn here.
No, I thought he said, oh, like, oh, no. Who's going first? Me?
You want me to go first?
Or
you
go first.
I'll go first. All right. Eagles hosting the Cowboys, Week 1, the banner game. Win. Victory. Double digit win. Eagles 1-0. Hugh?
I got to win.
Win. Easy win?
Oh, you want?
I'm just
beat down. I think.
Just
the
wondering
Cowboys,
if it was a challenge for you to write the W, or that
oh,
was
no,
an easy W.
It wasn't. I didn't know the order we was going in. Yeah,
a lot of hesitation.
No, they beat the Cowboys. They beat the Cowboys here. That happens. That's okay. Going down.
All right, I got to win. Hugh's got to win. Yeah. Kyle,
I'm going with a win. Not
okay.
An easy one, but a win.
Okay. Week 2 on the road, and we all gave the Eagles a win, and it's a must win because Week 2. They're on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, it is worth noting they just beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and they won there in 2023, which you could view one of two ways. They own the Chiefs, or they're going to have to beat them for a third straight time, and the second straight time in Arrowhead. I have this as an L, a loss in Week 2 to Kansas City.
I agree. I think it's going to be tough, man. I know that when you look at the bet line right now, I think the Eagles are what? You say 1.5?
One and a half. Yep, exactly.
So that means they're a little bit favored in that game. But I think that's going to be a toughly contested game. I think the Chiefs come back. The offensive line is going to play a lot better. Patrick Mahomes is not going to be sacked as much as he was.
No.
But yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
Well, we also don't have the same defensive line that we had in the Super Bowl. I mean, let's just be real. I mean, it might have developed into a great one, but they don't have Milton Williams. They don't have Josh Sweat. It's not the same guys that got Mahomes all those times in the Super Bowl. I have it as an L Week 2 to the Chiefs. Kyle?
Yeah, I'm going with an L also. I mean, look, I know we just whooped their ass in the Super Bowl, but you guys just mentioned it. Not a lot of the same personnel on the defensive line. I think it's going to take at least a few weeks for them to all get into sync there. And the Chiefs do have a pretty decent offensive line. When's the last time Patrick Mahomes lost to the same team twice in a row?
Or how about 3 times in a row, right? Sure. We beat him at the end of 2023 in the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, so I guess we might be the last time Patrick Mahomes lost to the same team twice in a row.
It very well might be. You're right. I mean, usually Buffalo beats him once a year, but that's in the regular season, and he gets them back in the playoffs. Yeah, it's pretty rare they lose the same team back-to-back times. All right, we're all at 1-1, and now the Eagles come home Week 3 against the Rams, the team that gave them their most challenging game in the postseason last year. A team I think is going to have a legitimate chance to get to the Super Bowl this year and play deep in the playoffs. Hugh, I am going to give them a win. I think there's a little bit of an advantage here. I feel like McVay's teams play better late in the season than early. I think we could get them early in the season. And that's a 1 o'clock game. I always think 1 o'clock games for West Coast teams, because their body clock is 10 a.m., you know, their time, and they're going to come here. I think that's an advantage for the Eagles. Hugh, I got the Eagles bouncing back Week 3, win over the Rams. What do you got?
Y'all gonna have to understand.
Uh-oh.
When I do these, for me, they're a little fluid. Okay. I try to keep it as fluid, and I try to go with my gut. Mm. And as we sit here, and like, I'm sorry, y'all, but it's going to probably change as we meander through this.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I got that as an L. It just hit me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, that, you know, that early in the season, you know, we're still trying to figure things out. And, you know, we historically kind of get off to like a little bit of a slow start.
Mm.
I would say, yeah, that probably is going to be an L.
Well, I can tell you this. If they're 1-2 with losses to the Chiefs and Rams, the panic button's being hit here on the Midday Show, at least by me. Kyle?
I'm going to go with the win against the Rams. I know the Rams are going to be motivated in the game. I just think the Eagles, I think they're going to be motivated at least to show them that what they did to them in the division round was not a fluke.
Yep.
It's also the second straight road game for the Rams, and they're going to be coming off the Titans game, which I think is probably going to be a win for the Rams. So maybe a little bit of a letdown spot for them coming into Philly. So I got that as a win.
All right. So Kyle and I are at 2-1 through the first 3 weeks. Hugh is at 1-2. Let's go to week 4 as we'll attack this thing in quadrants throughout the show. All right, so our final game of the first month of the season, isn't it always in Tampa Bay? It feels like we've had this game every year.
Man, it ain't been too good for us.
It's not usually good down in Tampa, and that's why I'm putting it as an L. Eagles dropped the game to the Bucs. I mean, Bowles seems to always have Hurts' number. They never seem to play well down there. I don't know what it is. Eagles lose to the Bucs 2-2 through a month. Hugh?
I'll see that L. And I raise you another L. That's an L.
Whoa! You got the Eagles starting 1-3?
You know what? It kind of, you know what threw it off?
Oh, my goodness!
Really, Joe? Can I? Joe, we got a lot of football left to be played.
Wow.
But I get it.
1-3?
Hugh's already laying the groundwork for his 1-3 and his excuse making.
No, listen. I'm not making excuses. I told you, for me, this is fluid. This is a fluid situation. And if we're being honest, look at that. What did I have them at before we started talking about that, Joe? What did I have that at?
Loss.
No, you're talking about the Rams game.
You had it as a win.
I had it as a win.
You
as we
it.
Started talking about this, I just felt like it changed. Because I had him at 2-2. I told you in the
you
break.
Did.
I had him at 2-2.
You know what's going to happen? The poor Hugh is going to come in here today saying 13. He's going to leave with 7-7.
No,
wins.
I'm not. But it's like I'm trying to. When we do these, there's a lot that factors into.
Yeah.
Us doing the win-loss. I know a lot of people do it all willy-nilly. Just say, oh, they're going to win this one. I try to get as close as I can, to the intangibles that might factor into this game.
We don't do anything willy-nilly. This is all academic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you start talking about the Rams and I start thinking about the timing of the game and, you know, last year and the way that the Rams felt about us, they do have, out of all the coaches that we're going to see early on, Big Red and Sean McVay back-to-back, those are two really, really good – and Ty Bowles, for that matter.
Yeah, good coaches,
those are some really, really good coaches that we're facing in a back-to-back. That's a back-to-back-to-back. You know how we feel about them back-to-back.
I know. They're not easy.
But the back-to-back-to-back, and I'm like, damn. And Jalen has struggled against good coaches for the most part. Like, I mean, you know, he's struggling. So I'm. That's why I picked the Rams to win.
Okay, so I'm at 2-2. Hugh is at 1-3 through the first month. Panic ensuing in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, that's going to be. But see, this is where this team is at its best, when it's under pressure.
Well, and the pressure will arrive, no doubt about that. Kyle, where are you at? At the Bucs, week 4.
Yeah, just that's a tough spot, I think, in the season.
Yep.
Early in the season where, you know, we might not be at our best. And look, I mean, Tampa in that part, that time of the year is pretty damn hot. And I know the Eagles struggled going down there. So I have that one down as a loss as well, unfortunately.
All right. So Kyle and I are at 2-2 through the first month. Hugh Douglas, unbelievable Eagles skeptic at 1-3.
Downer Douglas over here.
Downer Douglas.
Unbelievable. All right. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. Where are you at? Your win total on this Thursday. The schedule is out in full. We know we start with the Cowboys at the Chiefs, home for the Rams, at the Bucs that first month of the season. We'll get to some fills coming up. Aaron Nola was a disaster last night. He's been a disaster really the whole season. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
What's up?
Derek, what's up?
Listen, man, listen. I got the Eagles winning 13 games, right? 13-4. The only game that scares me really early is the game against the Bucs because of, you know, we usually go down there and be hot. Mm-hmm. But last year we were without a lot of guys. But this is my issue with y'all, right? You don't give – y'all never give the Eagles enough credit, man. It's like even after last year winning the Super Bowl, won all these games in a row, like we still don't beat a favorite in a lot of these games, and I'm just not understanding how that happens, man.
Yeah, cause, well, because we're not real fans, Derek. That's why.
Come on. Jack Jr.
But what do you want?
Like, mean.
But these games are hard, Derek. Like the NFL is designed to bring the best team back to the pack. It's kind of that's the way it works.
No, listen, you're missing. This is what I'm saying. As an Eagles fan, right?
Yes.
So listen, when Kansas City won a Super Bowl the year before last, mm-hmm. and they lost all these players, we still put Kansas City on a pedestal, right?
Totally.
And they was playing the same first place schedule, right?
Yes.
So now it's the Eagles' turn, right? Now it's like, oh, now we worried about the Bears, right? You circling the Bears.
Well, I'm not really worried about the Bears.
Now we worried about the Giants, right?
Well, I'm not worried about the Giants.
The Rams.
We didn't even talk about those games.
But, Derek, there is a difference. There is a difference. I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are good for 13 wins every year. That hasn't been this team yet.
What do you mean? What's Sirianni and Jalen Hurts' record together?
It's not Reed and Mahomes.
They won nine games. I mean,
okay,
then they won
going.
What? 13, and then 11,
and then 14.
And then 14.
So they go up. They go down. They go up. They
average that out, though.
That's not how it works.
Two Super Bowls. How? You got to average it out. Two Super Bowls
no, you don't.
In 4 years. Two Super Bowls in 4 years. They're not winners?
Well, of course they're winners. But hold on. You're making it sound like we're all saying 7-10. Like we're all between 11 and we'll see where Hugh comes down. I mean, he might have him at three wins by the end. I don't know. But no, we're all between 11 and 12 or 13 wins. I don't think that's a lack of respect.
I think it's just a lot of doubt in the team, man. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Well, they're also not as good as they were last year.
That remains to be seen.
No,
though,
but
right?
they're not as talented. They could win a lot of games. We'll see what they do. But they're not. Their roster isn't as good as it was last year.
Can I ask you a question, Derek?
You got to show up and play, though, right?
Can I ask you a question, Derek?
Absolutely.
How did you get to 13 wins? What formula did you use to get them to 13 wins?
Because they're a good team.
Because
they won the Super Bowl last year.
I'm not basing it off of that.
Well,
I'm asking like this is a serious question, and I'm not trying to attack you, but I think that just answer the question if you can for me. How did you get to the 13 wins?
So you're asking me at 13 wins, right?
Yes. How did you get to that?
Because the Eagles are going to win 13 games because they're a good team, and they're going to drop a game here and there, right? I'm not looking at the Rams as a loss. Like the Bears, the Packers, like these teams lose players too. Like injuries happen, a lot of stuff happens. It's just like I don't know. We're not giving the Eagles enough credit, no, man. They won like 14 games in a row last year, and it's like who's to say they're not going to keep that up?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm not going to sit here and say the Rams.
NFL history says they're not going to keep that up, Derek. I mean, they're just unlikely to win that many games in a row again. It just doesn't happen.
Okay, but like he just said, the Eagles won 9 games, 13 games, 11 games, 14 games. If you Jalen Hurts got what the second most wins in a 4 or 5 year span of any other quarterback in the league, so
sure.
why wouldn't they keep doing that?
Well, but I think they might, but I think you missed the point of it. Like
with the same nucleus,
but,
though, right?
Sure, but the point is they've had two great seasons and then two okay or good or pretty good seasons.
Yeah, there's a pattern.
You saying a good or okay? The 1 year they collapsed. And they still won 11 games. They collapsed down the stretch, right?
They still won 11 games.
Yeah, that was a great season.
That's not great. That's pretty good.
How many games? And how many games did they win? They win in that season in a row. They were like 10-1 or something like that.
Sure, but they finished at 11.
Awesome. No one
and
cares.
They collapsed, right?
They finished at 11.
The Eagles have been a dominant team in the NFL for the last 4 years. However, you don't want to see that. That's fine. I'm just.
Well, but they
you
haven't. They haven't. They've had two dominant seasons. Two dominant seasons in the last 4 years, and two pretty good seasons.
All these other teams that you're worried about have been more dominant than the Eagles, though, right?
I don't care what these teams do. We're talking about week by week
the Rams,
with the games.
Right? You're worried about the Rams, right? What the Rams done? What have the Rams won how many games last year?
They almost beat us in the division round.
I picked them to beat the Rams.
And we smashed them out in their place, didn't we?
Yes, I picked them to beat the Rams, Derek. I'm with you. They'll beat the Rams.
Like, come on, man. Get the Eagles some credit, y'all. We got you,
Derek. We appreciate the call.
See, and the reason why I asked you that, good call, Derek, because, and not picking on you, but you didn't give me anything outside of the Eagles are a good football team. Nobody's arguing that. But But when I try to sit here and I try to guess, because we're all guessing.
Totally.
And I try to factor in things that I'm somewhat familiar with. I mean, I've been in the playoffs and never won the Super Bowl, but that tends to take a toll on your body. Just like the year, remember when Jalen got paid coming from the Super Bowl? And everybody said, oh, he's going to have a monster year. And I remember sitting out there talking to Jason Avant after he got paid, and I said, he probably will struggle this year. And Jason looked at me and said, why do you say that? I said, because of the intangibles, the unquantifiable intangibles
and
that go into winning the Super Bowl. Now, here's where, like, the Eagles are a good football team, Derek. And I just want to use that premise right there to kind of frame where I'm at with this. They are a good football team. They got some good football players. But you know what just happened at this in this offseason? They won the Super Bowl. You know, Captain Obvious over here, I'm being Captain Obvious, they won the Super Bowl. You know what happens when you win the Super Bowl? You become a rock star. You become that cat that is in high demand, kind of like Jalen was when he went to the Super Bowl.
Like Saquon is this
offseason.
And
then all of a sudden became the face of everything, mm-hmm. became the face of Jordan. So with that, your schedule changes. The demand on you changes. The fact that you become more of a celebrity changes. So you know what that affects? That affects your workout time. That affects your focus to a certain extent. Cooper DeJean is a rock star. Cooper DeJean, we're laughing and giggling. I'm not going to get too much into the details. But Cooper DeJean, life has changed drastically from a few months ago. So it's safe to say that Cooper DeJean might not be working out like Cooper DeJean worked out the year he was coming into the NFL.
Like,
the same for everybody else. Hell, Jalen Carter is not the same dude that he was a couple months ago. He's a rock star. Now, he's considered the best defensive end or the best D lineman in the NFL right now by some. So with all of that comes a little – like your time is somewhere else now. So your focus is not going to be primarily on football. So there's a chance. Like, they're a good football team, but where are they at mentally? I don't know. That's why it's hard for me to make these schedules up, because we're just talking about, like, oh, my gosh, they're going to be ready in the same team. They're not going to be.
No.
Things change.
And, like, I don't – like, I feel like he was hovering right around the logic of guys. Because look, first of all, I said 11 wins, and Derek's sitting here trying to tell us that the year that they collapsed and fell apart, won 11 games, still great, still a good team, still a great season. Like, so I don't know why I get upset. Like, it's just the nature of the league, right? And he even said himself that they might lose a game or two that they're not supposed to. So if you add that to the fact that they might lose a game or two or three that they are supposed to,
sure.
It's a really tough schedule. It's not that inconceivable to think that they'll win 11 games.
Well, I mean, their win total, and I mean, we talk about we're not giving them enough credit. That's what our last caller said, Derek. When you look at the over-under on FanDuel, just for an example, they don't have play with emotion. They just set the line at where they think is right. And the Eagles' win total to open this season is 11.5. So we're in between 11 and 12 wins. I think a lot of people are going to end up there. Now you might... We could be wrong. I mean, the Eagles might be they might reel off the dominance of last year again. They might. But the league is designed to prevent that. I have them at 11 wins. Kyle's got 11. Hugh says he's got 12 or 13, but he started at 1-3. So we
got
to see.
I got my eye on Hugh.
I know.
And his record.
Yeah, we
got
to check this math by the end. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
You know, I had hopes for Hugh to get to 12 or 13, but as it stands right now, I don't think he's going to get there.
I'm wondering about 10.
He might not finish this race. I'm not sure.
No, as I sit here looking at my schedules, pondering my wins and losses.
So I kind of agree with Derek to a point. So, you know what we didn't have after this Super Bowl victory that we had in 17?
What's that?
18? We didn't have statues built. We didn't have book tours. We didn't have all that craziness that went with winning it the first time.
And before you go on, Jeff, we also had a quarterback coming off an injury, and we don't have that this time. That was a big deal, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you also got a quarterback that just got married and became the iconic figure in the city.
Here we go. Rolling out the excuses for her.
She's back at home.
See, it's not an excuse. It's the truth. Things change.
He's been with her his whole life.
It's different when you get married, Joe. Come on, Joe. You know just as well as I do. When you get married, it changes.
You know what we might need a Harvard study. Hugh needs to go back and look at every athlete that's ever gotten married and how they perform the next season.
I could do that.
That actually would be fun. Yeah.
The kids, So, Hugh, while I understand what you were talking about with, what happens after you win and things change, these younger guys that went, they're a professional level now. You know, like Cooper Jean was coming in as a college player. Now he's a professional. He already knows what it takes to play at that level. So I don't think that that's going to factor in too much. The schedule to me is more about logistics. Going out to Los Angeles to play the
Chargers, whatever
city they're in now, that might be tough. Going out to Kansas City, that might be tough. Going down to Tampa Bay, that might be tough. It's not so much about the teams, because I believe the Eagles still have the best team. And also, our defense is coached by a guy that knows what he's doing. That 2 years ago when they went 10-1 and then, you know, blew up the season, we had an awful defensive coordinator situation. All those things to me factor in for much more steadiness, and not getting blown out on, you know, just the travel thing to me is a tougher thing. Having the Rams come here is a plus. It would be nice if Kansas City came here, but, you know, we can't seem to get that game. It's always out there.
That, it is true. It does feel like it is always out there. Jeff, so what do you got? You got 13, 14? What's your number?
I told Kyle 14, and I'm going to stick with that.
14 now, and stick with that. Yeah. I like that. I like the confidence.
And the three games that I mentioned are the three games that could possibly be losses. That's where I'm at. Mm. That's what I came up with.
Jeff, you got it, man. We appreciate the phone call. Look, there's a lot of ways to slice the cake, and he's right. They have Fangio, and Fangio is we've seen it now for a full season, including the playoffs. He's a great, he's an all-time defensive coordinator.
Yeah, no question.
But they're also probably going to face more good quarterbacks this year than last year.
Now, yeah, early in the season, too.
Injuries could happen. I mean, we didn't know Dak was going to get hurt last year. Mm-hmm. There could be a quarterback on the schedule this year that gets hurt. But you go back through last year, you just kind of think about it. They did face some really good ones. They faced Burrow, they faced Lamar, Daniels twice. But if I look at this schedule, I just think there's more good quarterbacks. We have Mahomes in the regular season. We have Allen, Daniels twice, Herbert. It's a good schedule. I mean, it's a schedule with a lot of good quarterbacks, I should say. 215-592-9494. All right, what's your win total for the Eagles now that the schedule is out? We'll continue to go through it with you on the phones. I'm at 11. Kyle's at 11. Hugh claims he's in the 12 to 13 range, but he started the season at 1-3. Your win total. We'll get to the Phillies. And also, we have to get, at some point today, we have to get to something that Hugh Douglas would not do for $1 million that I think most people would. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again, people. It's time for me to take a break from talking about bacon and share some of this griller wisdom that I have with you. It's time. It's officially grilling season, and it's time to elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They got Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, which is my favorite, by the way, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors that you can choose from. Visit simplyhatfield.com for retail locations and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.